I want to have a little chat about AFLW now, and I figured if we're talking about footy, we need to have K-Rock Football's very own Kingy join us. Thank you for coming on this morning.
Good morning, Tom. Sarah Marie, how are we both?
Really good, mate. And now a big weekend of footy on the way.
Yeah, hard to believe that we're saying that in the what will be the first weekend of February, a big weekend of football. Of course, the Cats haven't been part of the first two versions of AFL Women's and probably not piqued the interest of K-Rocker as much. But now that the hoops will be running around, we're certainly keen to get involved. And yes, looking forward to the Cats and Collingwood. 20,000 they're hoping for the Cats to roll into GMHBA Stadium. Free entry, so that obviously makes it fairly palatable for people who want to have a look for the first time. But also, the weather should be pretty good as well. I think we're looking at about 32 on Saturday night, or Saturday, which means by bounce time at 6:40, it'll be somewhere in the mid to high 20s, hopefully. And probably that's ideal for a Saturday evening, just kicking back to GMHBA Stadium.
Which is absolutely perfect. And there's other festivities happening as well. So there's three massive games on the way for the Cats with AFLW. And we've had a lot of excitement around here for Geelong and the Surf Coast, which is great to see. Amazing to see K-Rock Football jump on board and going to be calling the game as well.
Yeah, it should be good fun Saturday night. Really looking forward to that. I suppose you don't get to see a club's first game at AFL level very often, do you? Mm. We weren't there in 1897 when the old VFL kicked off.
Tom was.
I actually was, yeah.
actually played your mob. Played Essendon back in May 1897. Good crowd there, apparently, too, that afternoon, Tom. Glad you enjoyed the game.
Yes, no, it's great.
That's why Tom was there.
I went there on horse and buggy.
So we're I do highly recommend if you do have a horse or buggy, don't try and bring it down to Cadinia Park on Saturday night. Probably won't get a park.
Okay.
But look, it's obviously, the historic occasions don't roll around like this, and looking forward to it. The Cats have worked really hard to get this license, and they developed a list that is really local. 20 of the girls played in the VFLW side last year, and then they've topped it up with some big name experience from other clubs. And smart recruiting, went and got Mel Hickey from Melbourne, and Astor O'Connor played in the premiership with the Bulldogs. So the Cats will be competitive, but how competitive? Well, we won't find out until Saturday night.
Okay. Well, the thing is, though, over the last 24 hours, there seems to be far more promotion of AFLX over AFLW. Now, we've still got a couple of weeks until AFLX takes off, and people have been calling out AFL for the lack of promotion. I mean, we've got so much focus on the Cats for the women down here, but as a whole, you wouldn't know that AFLW kicks off this weekend. You would be more inclined to think that it's AFLX. Why do you think that the AFL can't actually do what they say they were going to do, which is back women playing footy?
That's a really good question, Sarah Marie. I wish I had the answer for it. Look, as I said, as you've pointed out, the promotion down here has been pretty good in terms of the coverage from, obviously inside our four walls, and also, in other media outlets in town. In terms of what the AFL are doing, I suppose unless you were to really get into the heads of their marketing people and find out why that is, well, I'm not exactly sure. Yeah, look, AFLX is something they're trying to take to the masses. They've changed the format this year with four teams instead of it being a club-based competition as it was last year. The girls, have they been caught up by the fact their timing's not great in terms of the start of the competition with the tennis being on? That's probably not an excuse for the AFL not to market it well. They probably really need to be pushing it hard. Mm. See, last couple of years, it's been easier because Channel 7 have had the tennis.
Yeah.
And they've been able to push it really hard. Maybe that, because of that, that's probably maybe given the indication, well, gee, the AFL aren't pushing this hard enough. And it may be just because we haven't seen the promotion like we did through the tennis over the last couple of years. So, yeah, look, it probably has been down a bit. That's not to say that they won't draw the crowds. I actually think the crowds will be up this year. Now we've gone to 10 teams and a little bit more interest. And the standard's going to get better as well. We're finally starting to get the girls through that have been through the pathway system. Like they've started in AusKick and they've come through the TAC Cup system. Geelong themselves will have at least six players who've come out of the TAC Cup system. And these girls have had a footy in their hands, most of them, for 6, 7, 8 years, just like the boys do that come out through the TAC Cup system into the men's draft. So, it's a tough one to answer. You'd have to ask the AFL. and see how they view it.
No worries. I'll just get my direct line, shall I? And just
to Gil. Yeah,
give Gil a call.
Gil
on the call.
See if we jump on the show.
So, yeah, it's an interesting one. But we'll look, I don't think it'll hurt Saturday night's crowd. I think this, the Cats have done a wonderful job of promoting this. And obviously, you know, the AFL have done a smart thing, give the new club a home game at their wonderful stadium, and that's going to pay off in spades on Saturday night.
Looking, yeah, we can't wait. It's all happening. Gates open 5 p.m. on Saturday, the 2nd of February. The game kicks off 6:40 p.m. The AFLW Cats taking on Collingwood Magpies. All the action here on KROQ 955 and more details at krockfootball.com.au. Thank you, Tom King.
Good to talk to you guys.